sahlan. Ana ismi Ustaz Jay. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. Ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Al-Kitab Chapter 7, Episode 2 Podcast. This podcast covers pages 112 to 123. Yalla, sabah al-khair. Page 112. How many, how much? Kam in Arabic. Alright, so read the instructions there that using kam in formal Arabic, you add the tanwin fatah. Okay, that's very formal Arabic to do that. And you use a singular noun. If you look at the examples they give you, I'm looking at the second example on the right-hand side of the page. Kam talaban fi saf. Kam talaban fi saf. How many students are in the class? Okay, in English we do the plural, right? How many students? But in Arabic you use a singular. Kam talib. And then in formal Arabic you add the tanween fatha. And for masculine nouns you have to add the aleph with that, right? So kam talib becomes kam taliban. And for the feminine, you don't add an extra aleph, right? You just put the tanween fatha on the tamarbuta. So the next example they give you is kam talaba, except with the tanween fatha, it's kam talabatan fi saf. How many female students are in the class? So remember, you don't say kam tulab. That's like English. How many students? In Arabic, singular. Kam talib. Kam taliban in the formal. All right, let's look at letter ba. The number 1 is not used as a number in counting objects. So the example, one girl, you just say bint. Okay, you don't say bint wahida. Unless, like they say below, you want to use the number as an adjective to emphasize something. Like, عندي صديق واحد فقط. Okay, but the wahid and wahida agree with the number and gender of the previous noun. All right, yalla. Al-Muthanna, the dual. The dual is lots of fun in Arabic. And the number ithnan and ithnain, so the number 2, is not used to count objects. You don't say 2 books, you just say kitaban or kitabain, depending on the context. So let's look at the examples they give us. Bintan or bintaini. And that kasra on the end you only would pronounce in very formal situations, like bintani, bintaini. Alright, so what's the rule? When do you use bintani, when do you use bintaini? Well, if you're speaking in Amiya, in the colloquial languages, you always go with the ain, kitabain. Okay? But in Fusha, you've got to choose between bintan and bintain, and it depends on the context. We'll learn more about this soon, but I'll give you the rule real fast. The rule is, if it's at the beginning of a sentence or a clause, used as what some grammarians might call the nominative case, then you go with the an. Okay? So if you said something like, هناك بنتان في الصف, there are 2 girls in the class. That's kind of like the subject of the sentence, nominative case, البنتان. And if this doesn't make sense to you, don't worry, we'll talk about it soon. But when you use بنتين, is if it were part of nidafa, or maybe after a preposition, or like the accusative case, or a direct object. So if you say, I know 2 girls, you won't say, أنا أعرف بنتان. No, that's the case that you use, بنتين. أنا أعرف بنتين. Yalla, moving on to letter دال. كم, counting. Alright, so we've learned how to say 1. For 1, you just say the noun, bint, or madrasa. You don't have to say bint wahida, or madrasa wahida, or bait wahid. You just say bait, bint, madrasa. For 2, you don't say ifnan, madrasa tan. You say just madrasa tan, or madrasa tain, depending on the context. 3 through 10, you use the plural of the noun. Alright, so the first example they give here is ثلاث بنات, 3 girls. Below it, سبع جامعات. Alright, 7 universities. If there were just 1 university, جامعة. If there were 2 universities, جامعتان. 3 through 10 universities, جامعات. You use the plural. Starting with number 11, though, you go back to the singular. 11 through 100, you use the singular. And we'll talk more about that later. But remember that 3 through 10, you're going to use the plural. Let me give you one more example with the word for car. Sayara. If I want to say one car, I just say sayara. Two cars, sayaratan or sayaratain, depending on the context. Three cars, thalath sayarat. Seven cars, sab'a sayarat. 10 cars, ashar sayarat. But 11 cars, ihda ashar sayara. Alright, moving on to ask how much when you're buying stuff, asking about the price. Bikem. You ask that, and the response includes be as well. Bikem hadha al-daftar. How much is this notebook? Or how about if I asked, bikem hadha al-asir? The salesman might say, bidolar, $1. Or bidinar, $1. Bidinarain, $2. Or bithalath dananir. So that's the plural of dinar, dananir, the currency they use in Jordan. Thalath dananir. So if I go to the local hamburger stop, I could ask, bikam el hamburger? And the person might respond, bidinarain. Or bithalath dananir. You know, two or three dinars. But if a hamburger is two or three dinars, it better be a really good hamburger. Otherwise, ghashni. He cheated me. Okay, tamrin. Ihda ashara. Drill 11. This is pretty straightforward. This is practicing how many, how much, kem, and using the number rules that we went over. Let's do raqam wahid together. في هذا الفصل نقرأ سبع blank blank. And they give you in parentheses the singular kitab and the singular adjective in the masculine form qasir. Alright, so what we gotta do is decide if we need to change either of those. And we do, because we're reading seven books. So, what's the plural of kitab? Kutub. Alright, so far we know how to say في هذا الفصل نقرأ سبع كتب. Alright, now how are we going to say short books? Remember the rule, kutub is a non-human plural noun. So anything that describes it has to be feminine singular. So what's the feminine singular of قصير? That's right, just added to him مربوطة, قصيرة. Alright. في هذا الفصل نقرأ سبع كتب قصيرة. But what if the sentence were, in this class or this semester, we are just reading one short book?
في هذا الفصل نقرأ
كتاب قصير. A short book. If you wanted to emphasize that it's really only one, you could say
في هذا الفصل نقرأ
كتاب قصير واحد فقط. Alright, what about if we said we're reading two short books?
في هذا الفصل نقرأ.
Remember the rule for duals? كتابين, because we're in the accusative case here, so not كتابان. نقرأ كتابين. And then the dual form of the adjective, we're going to learn that in a couple chapters. But just to give you a little preview, it's قصيرين. The adjective stays quite similar to the noun. So again, two short books.
في هذا الفصل نقرأ
كتابين قصيرين. All right? But remember 3 through 10, plural. سبع كتب قصيرة. And the adjective is feminine singular. Good luck. On page 116, you get some new words.
Hobby words.
And all I want to say about this is the bottom right-hand corner. You see a cinema as a hobby. And on the screen, you have Lawrence of Arabia. Lawrence of Arabia is quite famous over here. And in Arabic, they say Lawrence al-Arab, Lawrence of the Arabs, Lawrence al-Arab. All right, the rest of this chapter is pretty straightforward. Before we end, I want to quickly review to be in the past tense, because there are multiple ways that we can use it. Remember, one of the ways is I was something. أنا كنت طالب في السنة الماضية. So I was a student last year. What if I want to negate that? I wasn't a student last year. أنا ما كنت طالب في السنة الماضية. Alright, but now, what if I want to say something like, I used to go to school every day, or I was going to school when you called me, okay, to show this continuous action in the past. أنا كنت أذهب. Notice that the second verb is in the present tense. أنا كنت, I was, or I used to, أذهب. I go, right? أنا كنت أذهب. I was going, or I used to go. All right, the last thing that we learned about with can was to say I had. Now, this is a little bit different, remember, because we just used the third person past tense. كان عندي. كان عندي سيارة. I had a car, or I used to have a car. كان عندي بيت. I had a house. And to negate it, it's really easy. ما كان عندي بيت. I didn't have a house. ما كان عندي سيارة. And remember that sometimes if you know the noun you're talking about is feminine, you can use كانت, but you just got to stay with the third person, the past tense. So you might hear somebody say, كانت عندي سيارة, or كان عندي سيارة. They both work. Practice those with another student or with an Arabic speaker. Yalla. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiyya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Battal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.